all the levels are
we
good.
We all sound good. You can hear me in the in your ear. Talking chill.
Mm-hmm.
Relax and real cool.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, what? Yo, you can hear me. Yeah, you can hear me.
Yep. Y'all all sound good.
Zach, I think your phone's going to fall.
Oh, no.
This is going to be a fun...
This is a literal fly on the wall experience for our audience.
This is what it's like when you're hanging out with us in a room.
This is like coming over to Caleb's.
Can you guys feel
it? As if the other angle is much different.
I know, it's a whole new experience.
It's kind of 4K.
The only thing is different is that it's kind of like we're hanging out with ourselves.
Hey guys,
that's
hey
the only thing that's different.
It's nice. Now the quality is so good that, yes, you could see the sexual tension in the air. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You'll be able to feel it.
And if anyone's only listening, it's we forgot to bring a camera, and Zach's phone is currently taped stuck to the TV.
It's got a little sticky thing I got on Amazon because, you know, I'm taking a lot of body shots.
We
body.
Just kind of licked the back of it and stuck it against the
and
TV.
It's front-facing camera, so we're just kind of looking
We're looking.
At
this
ourselves.
Is actually a problem when I film my other podcast is we have a big screen and we have to shut
yourself,
it off.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're just talking directly to our reflection the whole time.
That's
our producer's like, turn off the screen.
I do therapy on Zoom and I find I'm much more introspective and productive when I minimize my face and don't look at it.
Sure.
Or else I'm just like... You're like, especially because my therapist is good looking, so I'm like,
How do I feel about that? That I look sexy.
I mean, I could be at a Zoom funeral, and I still would be like trying to look sexy at everybody.
Yeah.
You crazy?
Zoom funeral? Kill me too. Are you
kidding? My funeral's on Zoom. Just scan the QR.
Right. Zoom me into your funeral.
So hey guys,
what's up? Welcome to Boy Brunch.
What up?
Boy Brunch.
BB baby.
It's later in the day. We're all kind of
tired.
Snooze mode.
A late brunch, if you will.
A supper.
Almost a supper. It rained a little bit today, which made me very immediately lazy. Whenever a nice little rain after a warm day. It shuts me off.
Man. I was so blood red pissed earlier from the rain because I walked out in a tank top looking fun, flirty, super sexy.
Yeah.
Everybody was looking. And then it started pouring.
Everybody was looking.
Everyone saw.
And I finally got sunglasses. I've never done that before.
I just recently got some too. It's a big
what
step.
Do you mean you've never got sunglasses?
You've never used...
No, I've never been a sunglass guy.
I was like, what's the point?
So
I'm trying to
squint?
See the world.
Yeah,
not fucking
bro.
Make it shady.
So you just squint?
That's crazy.
Walk around.
That's so fucking
walk
insane.
Around looking fucking sexy
I think you and
day.
Me have a... We have kind of... And I'm bragging. Protruding brows.
Yes.
And I think that does come into effect where
we
it doesn't really affect me that much.
Shade going on.
You just want the look,
insane.
Clearly.
What?
The cool
Guys,
sunglasses.
I literally
look.
Got these glasses like a month ago and I've been wearing them and I'm like, you know what? I kind of get it. Sunglasses are nice.
You look famous.
You just stabbed it. Watch it. Josh stabbed himself in the eye as he put these on.
Right. Those are nice. I fuck with those.
They're good.
No Nikes?
They're good sunglasses. They go with your McConaughey Kutcher vibe.
Yeah. All right. I got them at a TJ Maxx.
Nice.
Maxinisto.
How much?
About $30.
They're fucking crazy. 30.
Whoa, okay.
They're CSI. Nice.
Okay, CSI Miami.
I look like a guy in an anime who's like this, I'll kill the fuck out of you. The quiet henchman.
Yeah, those are cool.
I have Partyful sunglasses in my bag from our friend's show.
Oh, sponsored by Partyful, the app sponsor?
Is that the kind of sunglass you rock with? Whichever ones I got most recently?
No, but honestly, I did get for free. This comic drove me home from a show in Long Island, and I put on his sunglasses that he just had, in the cup holder, and I wore them, and then he's like, you look good in those, you can keep them.
Whoa.
And then I kept those, and they were my glasses of last summer, and then at the end of the summer I lost them.
That's the coolest cool guy hand-me-down thing in the world.
Right?
A cool guy knows his object has ran its course, you know, and he sees another cool guy, and he's like,
well, I think honestly,
be cool with this, dude. Yeah.
They were just gray plastic sunglasses. I think for him, they were just like, I wear these when I drive and it's sunny.
Yeah.
And you could use them. No,
but then he saw me wearing them. He was like, "You're gonna.
You need these more than I do."
Yeah. Well, also, I think maybe did you guys just drive raw? You never wore sunglasses.
Raw dog life. I look directly into the sun. Yeah,
that's insane.
That's crazy.
That's so fucking crazy.
Well, that's dangerous.
What it honestly is that I don't like my whole life growing up. I'd put on sunglasses. And
they never looked good.
You gotta wear.
I can't see anything.
I can't live in the dark.
I like to see the light in the world. Is that so crazy?
We want to see everyone at their brightest. We want to see people shine.
And it's awkward because then when you're walking by people in the city, you have to like make, you know, eye contact. And I've just like learned to just lean in and I just look people directly in the eye.
No, I don't like people knowing what I'm looking
at.
Oh, I'm just finding out that you don't need to show people with the sunglasses.
Well,
I'm doing crazy
shit with
my eyes.
I love the eye contact because sometimes you get, you meet with someone and it's like, fuck me eyes.
Mm-hmm.
That's
but with
good
the
shit.
Sunglasses,
can't do that with shades.
You can see all the fuck me eyes coming at you. Okay.
Oh, they don't know. Yeah. Because a lot of times they avert.
Well, yeah, if you look someone in the eye, they're like, oh, and I'm like, okay, no one likes me. But then I wear the sunglasses. I'm like, it's me.
That's wow. I just shouldn't be staring directly back at them.
At women.
Yeah.
In their, when I'm walking by them, like.
That's not recording.
Uh-oh.
Storage.
But this is.
This is, yeah. Audio's good.
Audio's good. I was talking about for the viewers.
Good eye.
That,
good eye, Kevin.
Phone stopped recording. Sorry if you're watching on YouTube. I know there's like at least six to eight million of you.
YouTube customer service, we apologize now because I know the complaints
are coming. We're interrupting
your
ad flow.
The
I mean,
complaints
the ad money on this is going to be
rolling in. The lines are
huge.
This isn't what I paid for.
Yeah, the line, the phone lines over at YouTube Inc. are just blowing
so
up.
So switch over
We'd
to
especially
our
like
Patreon.
To apologize to the YouTube premium customers who
that's
are gonna going
be so, that's
going to
be our bad, guys.
Want their uninterrupted
I
content.
I like the idea of us having exclusive tiers on every platform. This is for our Facebook stars, our close Facebook friends that
Facebook
pay extra.
Stars.
This is our top eight on Facebook.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
What would a Facebook like VIPs? Because it's like face.
The Facebook fiends.
The Facebook
like
symmetricals.
Yeah.
A beauty mark. I don't know. A little too marketing-y, you know what I mean?
The grandmas, because that's who's on Facebook.
I know. Facebook. I wrecked my Nana the other day because she was like,
lucky. That's hot.
She was like, oh, I saw this person, like someone who's my age, Nana. These are my friends. Was like, I think, like, isn't liking my posts. And I was like, Nana, we've kind of, millennials have kind of given Facebook to you guys so you have something to do. Like, we don't go
We've
on that.
We've moved on.
I don't go there.
I'm on Instagram and I won't evolve past that.
We treat it like a flea market. All we use it for is buying bullshit now.
And I like to check on those, like, all and watch the dumpies get dumpier. You know what I mean? I
know exactly what you mean.
Watch the dump trucks get
dumpier. The people who got married in high school.
The people who peaked in middle school. And that's such a red flag looking back. I can't wait to have a child. In this
But do you remember how jealous you were of those kids in, like, sixth grade when they were absolutely crushing life
and their
in middle
etnies.
School?
Oh, God. I wanted to
Dude,
be
never,
them.
Yeah. I was
I
never jealous
to
of those people.
Dude, I was so hard.
Those
like,
kids who
you,
the
bro.
Kids who like in eighth grade like were like, yeah, smell my finger,
dude.
You're like,
oh, what I would give to
the
be that
fuck
guy.
Is that?
In my school, it was like the cool skater kids, and I wanted to be one of them so
dude,
bad.
And
I
you never kickflipped, did you?
I've never. Every time I get on anything,
you can't
I
even
break
ollie,
it, so I
dude.
I break. I
Maybe
break
they're
it.
They're still laughing at you. That's what they use Facebook.
I know,
for.
But I now post my abs online. And what are they doing? Still living in our hometown?
Bro, they're welcoming the third child.
Yeah,
into the
third son, Brayden,
into the world.
Teaching him how to nail a sick front heely bullshit.
Clip of another podcast of me saying blowjob. You know what I mean? Like, everyone has their journey.
That's blow true. Job. We're all on our own path.
I know, but I
ours
do actually,
just led here.
I just love their. They were so cool. But most of the kids, there is a some who have only gotten cooler, but they're fucking mythical beasts.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the classic, if someone is like really cool, just who's like the people you were like, I'm not, don't name names, but like, there was like this one girl. I remember she had huge tits, so she became popular in middle school.
Why?
Not and it fucking
Why?
Didn't work on me. Okay, I'll tell you what. And I was like, I see right through you. You have a bad personality.
Everyone's like, Zach's gay.
Why does everybody like this girl? He sucks.
Why does everyone like her? Like, dude.
She's not even that cool.
It's obvious why.
Shut up, Zach.
She's like homie hopping or whatever they used to say to every fucking eighth grader.
And then there's the dudes who hit puberty a little early and were better at sports than everyone else. And those were the guys I was jealous of.
Yeah.
I was like, he's got like muscles already. That's sick.
Yeah.
He's got like a beard.
I do think there's like a weird phenomenon at place growing up where like I wasn't really jealous of older guys because I had such a crush on them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So like I wasn't comparing myself like I want to be them. I was like, I want to. Be owned by them. You know
what I mean? I want to.
That's funny.
Want them to meet me in the locker room.
I want that like fucking dumb ass like ball. Fucking treat me like that goddamn ball, dude. Like
I want him to.
Well, this is
me.
A good kind of starting point. We're talking about male insecurities today.
Yeah. Male insecurity.
Whoa.
That really
That's why we have such a low dulcet NPR vibe.
Yeah.
We're talking about lost male insecurities.
We're all
right
low T guys.
Yeah.
No.
Insecurity number one.
No, we're gonna get into some real shit today. We're gonna talk a lot about toxic masculinity and real things that guys worry about.
We gotta open
up. But I will start it by saying, I mean, like, not us though,
fellas. No, I'm good. I'm chill. No, I'm fine.
Like, there's
big
nothing.
Big disclaimer on this whole episode.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why I had to, like, shut off the camera. Okay,
literally, none of us here give a fuck.
Dude.
And
what you hear out of my mouth is AI. What you hear out of my mouth is AI. If there's no camera, you can't prove I was here.
We're just trying to kind of become more relatable.
Yeah,
to
we're
some
practicing.
Of the, to some of the betas out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually went on Reddit. To look at male insecurities because I don't have any. I had to go on Reddit and look
at
it.
That's how foreign
this isn't like a male, just do you have any insecurity? Do you have any female insecurities?
Yes.
So funny.
No, you went to r/littlebitch.
Yeah, dude.
I get it.
r/cuck.
Yeah. r/cuck. Yeah. My initial joke on that was going to be r/pussy, and I was like, well, that's going to be a different thing. That's going to go ahead and be a thing that us alphas love.
That's actually full of alphas.
They made the page.
I moderate that page, actually.
Well, check yourself, dude. You're in the presence of
r/pussy.
Could you imagine, like, moderating?
All men are like, dude, he is our king.
Could you imagine moderating, like, a porn page? You got to just, like, go on once in a while and be like, guys, remember, this is r/pussy, not r/tits.
Yeah, okay? Dude.
There's got to be pussy in the pic.
Get your honkers out of here.
Take your honkers over to r/natural tits or whatever.
r/little titties but a big ass. Okay.
r/sweater puppies is waiting for you guys sweater over puppies. There. Okay.
Sweater hams.
Okay, I think we should go around and first round is like regular and like a less serious insecurity, and then the next one will be like an actual one. You have.
Oh, okay. So we're gonna warm up
our we're gonna wet our whistle. I'm gonna wet
this
everyone's
pretty,
whistle. Okay,
Caleb, go ahead and Google what this all means. So that for your turn.
I mean, like, this one's kind of real. Like, I'm kind of insecure about how big my dick is. Because then I don't have room in my pants for my gun.
Such a relatable problem.
I feel like 95% of male Americans can they feel that too.
Yeah, they can really relate.
Yeah,
to
you
that.
Guys
carrying
relate
Americans.
Out there. I mean, it's like especially
it's tough when you got too much clock for your Glock. Dude.
Yeah,
I know. I don't even want a gun, and that tells you everything.
I have no room. You have a holster, but it's just your dick snaking into it. That doesn't even have a gun in it.
I almost said on guard. I don't know anything. On guard.
Zach's getting held up by fucking guys like, yo, give us your money. He's like, on guard.
They're like, holy shit.
Did you just hit the Uno reverse card?
I have actually a sword.
little
gay guy gets
musketeer.
Shot.
Could you imagine pulling a wand on somebody who has a gun?
Does it work? Or is it just a stick? Okay.
If you look crazy enough, a wand would work, I think.
Just start like speaking in tongues.
Leave me alone.
Get out of my head. I feel like I love lines like that.
Cthulhu will take you if you strike me down. Like, you know, if you like put a you got to put a curse on him.
Yes.
You put a curse that says if you kill me
a vague
or
curse.
Rob me.
Yeah.
Things are going to go bad for you because then that'll just get in their damn head.
Mm-hmm.
And that's such a good curse that if anything happens to me, it happens to you.
Yeah.
But I can get fucking weird eventually.
I mean, you actually.
Because then you'd be
curses.
Like, let's stop fighting because think about it. If you come, I come. Like,
yeah.
Dude, let's stop being enemies.
God forbid we both
come.
Whoa.
All
right. But this one, I'll do like an actual, but it's not like this.
Yeah,
because
the other one wasn't real.
Yeah.
And we all know that.
There's no camera for me to stick my tongue out at.
Yeah.
But
imagine
I'm doing
that
it
at home.
I think I have a big head. I've always been made fun of, and I have like ears that stick out, which
same.
I mean, I got made fun of for that when I was like a little kid.
Yeah.
Where I got called Dumbo ears in first grade and I cried to the teacher. And she didn't do anything about it.
She was like, yeah, you're she right. Was they laughing. Do kind of look like that.
It's because she was laughing too.
Yeah.
She's like, fly out of here, asshole. She confirmed
it. She's like, all right.
You can rest assured, I know what's hot on a guy. And you got every piece, baby.
Whoa. No, I all right. Eventually, no, Zach, I'm just going to not. It's talk not gonna to mean me anymore. It's just not going to mean anything because you like you hit it so hard sometimes.
Well, sorry, I live fully, douchebag. Yeah.
That's why he doesn't wear sunglasses, bro.
No, but seriously, I actually think that you cannot be a 10 unless you have one weird quality. Like if you're a perfect like Abercrombie and Fitch hot person, you're a 9.9.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But like
that's
to
so
be like hot, you have to be like a girl with a weird gap, like extremely hot, or in like a weird mole somewhere, or like
so fucking
a stutter,
true.
A strong
or sometimes
imperfection,
a lazy eye will fucking really get me going. The guy with a guy when he's like what. You know, like,
I know what you mean. You have to look at him at one angle and then be like, and you're like, where'd that come from?
And when they like are talking seriously, you want to be like, yeah. It's bad like that.
Okay.
I did piss you off a lot.
Oops. Suddenly he busts his eyes wide open, dude.
Follow this?
Yeah. Whoa. Whoa.
God damn.
Where'd you go?
Like, we could be married for 20 years, and he's like, can you? And I'd be like, who are you talking to?
Really, Zach? Really?
So that's mine, I guess.
So I think, but I meant to say that I feel like, especially a flared ear, okay, I think is a sexy thing. I feel like I follow a lot of sexy guys online, and the ones who got that I like.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Some big-eared, golem-looking motherfuckers. Yeah.
And I guess I should say that's one thing I'm totally fine with now.
You can handle it now.
Well,
the good thing about a head is you grow into it.
Yeah.
You eventually, your body kind of
I was a really tiny kid, so I think my head looked big.
I also
but I
was
skinny
with a big head.
I was wearing large helmets in football at like 9.
Never helps. The football helmet makes you look like a bobblehead.
Well, what was like your first ever like time you like realized that you have a body to be insecure about? Do you guys have like that? Like a first time?
Ooh, yeah. I was playing basketball at the YMCA and I went swimming first and I went up for like a ball and also I swam in, I don't know if you know this, but black people swim in their underwear.
What?
And their swim trunks.
Black people? What are you talking about? Yeah, I know.
But majority of us swim in our little swim trunks and underwear.
Bro, I'm with you.
Yeah.
So the netting kind of hurts.
The netting doesn't mean anything.
Netting doesn't feel real enough.
I understand. I do the underwear too. Yeah.
Okay, so.
Guess
so,
we're black.
Hear that? I'm kidding. I do just the underwear, so I'm super white.
Yeah. That swings back if you don't have any shorts over it.
But I my underwear was wet, and I put on like my basketball shorts.
You were just hooping, sopping wet.
Yeah. Well, I didn't put on. I took off my underwear.
That's a lot of loose leaf.
Balling commando.
Free ball balling.
Yeah. And I went up for a free throw, and I came down, and shit just like. My whole ass was out, and the whole fucking basketball court started.
Everyone saw it.
Everybody saw my ass, bro.
Oh, no.
And I was a chunky kid.
Oh, no. The drawstring failed.
I used to weigh 200 pounds when I was a kid.
Bro,
so.
Drawstring confessional.
Yeah, so that shit.
Did you play it off like,
No. I think I walked out.
No, he was devastated.
Because everybody was laughing.
Dude. I really
Literally, they stopped playing on the other side of the court. They all saw it.
Time out, dude. Everyone look at Caleb's ass.
Did you see that?
See that kid's ass?
And watch a free throw. Is that Caleb's ass? Ruined
and I already sucked at basketball, so it was just worse.
Bro.
Yeah,
that makes it worse. If you were at least cooking folks and your ass came out, you could be like,
eat my ass. I dropped 30, you know? But no, I dropped 2.
Damn, he dropped 2 cheeks is what he dropped. And then about 30 tears in the bathroom. That's awesome. Bro, we got a soccer game tonight. If we're down, you could pull that.
You could pull it off.
Caleb, do the thing.
Secret play. Full moon, Caleb. Full moon.
I'll just slide for the ball and just
dude,
cheeks
no.
out.
The whole game. All these girls will be like,
whoa.
Girls like your asses?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, what are they doing with them?
That's what I'm like. Why do you like it? What are you going to do with it?
One ass, I do understand, because it does. If you have a big ass, that does mean you have a lot of physical power.
It's a status symbol.
It's like a girl with white hips. You know? If you have a guy, that's why I always say guys' asses, woof, so much. It tells such a story, right? It's like power. Okay? Like, power. No one
Haunches,
gives you that.
Dude.
That is the one thing you have. You cannot buy in this world.
You have to earn it.
Work for it.
Well, we talked about that on the Old Testament episodes that may never make it, but talking about like Joey Bosa's legs, where it's like there is something about a man with true trunk legs where I'm like, damn. I wish I could jump out of a pool.
Look at him, you know, he can just
full explosion. Okay, let's get out, guys.
Dude, he's got like wild boar haunches. Yeah. He's so strong.
It's that's something like when you see, you know, I see guys like that, I'm like, I'll never fuck a woman the way that
no. Dude, you simply like, cannot generate the power those haunches.
And I'm not necessarily insecure about that, because I know there's probably women who would get railed by that guy and be like, that is too much.
Yeah,
for that, me.
Yeah.
Dude, you're those the champion the of the featherweights. You're a different class.
You're a technical fighter.
No like knockouts, but he wins. The judges say he wins.
They love him. They love his heart. Yeah, they love his
heart. From a technical perspective, he didn't miss a punch.
Didn't miss a punch.
They were little ones, little jabs.
Down there, I'm accurate. I will say that. I'm accurate.
Treats the clit like a fucking speed boxing game.
Come on, Kevin. Block, Kevin. No, Caleb, I do understand the diary of being a little chubby kid in middle school. Okay,
yeah. And also, that's just like a traumatic, like embarrassing moment.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Not everyone gets a moment
that's
like that.
Embarrassing, and you should be still be insecure about that.
This is what I believe. I believe the more awkward a man's puberty, the more power he will come into in manhood.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's just like the little fragile boy body not knowing what to do. With
That's exactly
like,
I was like,
oh, what's all this power? What's all this power? Jack off.
Yeah, jack
off about every teacher and every friend on your bus.
In the bathroom crying, jacking off after that
after
happened is even funnier.
Well, I had a
someone go
thing.
Check on Caleb.
he's fine, I think. You see, he sounded to be doing good.
I had a similar thing because I was a chubby middle schooler.
Okay.
That's why I have a great personality.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so excited. Okay. Because you know, like when you come out of being a chubby and you grow up and you're a grown man, you're like, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
It was never a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a gross 12-year-old. Of course you're going to be a little chubby.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I was in class and, you know, the classic, like someone asks someone, who do you think is hot in this room? Like, answer now, Carrie or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was like, he's hot, but not Zach, because he's like kind of fat.
Oh, no.
And it was a girl. Yeah. So I was like, so I would never even.
You never had a chance.
They weren't even asking who's not hot.
I bet she
hot.
Fucking sucks now.
Dude, and that was the most stray. Profoundly traumatic moment for my personality. And now the personality you know was born in the bathroom.
That was his Bane moment.
I went into the bathroom and had like, a, you know, like in a movie when a woman like closes the bathroom door and slides to the bottom.
the quiet gasp. Nothing comes out.
Reaching for something.
Just primal noise.
Knock, knock, just a minute.
I don't even want to fuck you.
That's why
you hit
worse.
The pursuit of happiness cry.
Dude,
the pursuit
literally.
Of happiness cry.
He's go, 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 go.
No! No!
So that day I went home and YouTubed working out. That's the change of my life.
Wait, didn't you have like jock brothers though?
Yeah, but we were like. My family's not organized sports until later. Yeah. Like we just would like go in the woods and hit each other with sticks.
And you were admired for your prowess with the stick.
You know that thing we all do.
I'm good. We would me and my brothers would just go out like get sticks. You take a rock. You sharpen it. Looks like a sword.
You kids,
fucking go crazy.
You kids, no. Mommy's got a busy day. Go outside and hit each other with sticks.
My mom even gave us, you know, those like beads that you put in like a fish tank.
Yeah,
she gave us that so we could have a little currency amongst each other in the game where we were playing it.
That's
it was
sick.
A full thing, dude.
That is hilarious.
Oh, your mom. That's sick. You got a cool mom.
But then my brother was the bank, and he was like, "That you don't have enough money." I'm like, "But we just invented the thing.
I was like, already, already have currency rules.
What do you mean?
This is why I don't believe in centralized banking. I don't believe in that.
Any sort of capitalist system, someone's going to hoard all
the
resources.
My brother's
going to
be a dick about it.
Someone's going to abuse their power.
I wish you brought that up sometimes at Thanksgiving. I don't know. How many rocks would this count?
Yeah, how many aquarium stones?
But no, that was that was actually a thing, you know, being told that you look fat by a girl. Mm-hmm. It was almost because it was like, a girl, like girls have so much weight when they talk in middle school.
Because
I didn't know consciously I was gay.
It's when they were equal.
I was
in
like,
middle school.
These are the people who will be my wife someday. You know, I don't know what that was.
Well, it's also the equal and like also that like because girls matured faster.
Yeah,
and so we're taller. And then middle school boys hit puberty, and then so. Right at that time, we were all looking at each other in the fucking eye.
Eye, dude.
And you're like, whoa. And they're like, ew.
Yeah. And you didn't know at all how to handle rejection. So it's just like every single time it was crushed.
Dude. Well, actually, now that we talk, I actually had an inverse of the moment my senior year of high school because I went and I did a play in my high school. I was a narrator. I was crushing it. Okay. But, you know, me,
is that the lead?
I like never even thought of myself as a sexual creature that could be looked at. So imagine me with nothing. So what would I be, right? Like,
imagine Zach as Bambi.
Like, Zach as a shell.
I was literally an animaniac around that school. Literally like, bah, 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 like not trying to be sexy or cool to anyone. But then I did that play and I was in English class and this girl, Casey Keeley, said my name. And I was like, you guys just said my name. And this girl was like, we were talking about it now, and we've all decided you're hot now. And I was like, ha.
He goes back to the same bathroom.
Yes! Yes!
Oh, my God. And you know what? Every time, and I'm going to say this, every time I'm out at a bar trying to hit on a girl, on a date, trying to have sex, having sex with a woman, or dating a woman, or anything... That is the feeling I'm chasing. It's just the one moment of all the girls who like weren't into me in high school being like, actually, you're hot now. I think if I did that, I'd be like, oh, I can settle down and get married.
I think that was the price for not being able to settle down and get married. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, exactly. It makes it all worth it.
Everything has a price, God. Kevin.
That's so true.
And mine is that I'll be sucking and fucking...
Dude, let me put them down old Yeller style, but before you shoot me in the back of the head, let all the girls from my high school say, you know what we decided? We actually like you now.
Yeah.
And then bam, go out on
ride
top.
Ride that wave.
Yeah, dude.
I'm like, actually fine. I'm not going to die.
Like, my cancer's been cured.
You have to like do something later.
Oh, my God.
Like it's like the reason we do this.
Yeah.
This stuff, stand up.
That's why we're living.
Pod, whatever, is to like, that's honestly
it's that
why
chasing
I,
that feeling.
I want
it's
you to chasing know. The, I want to be on TV so that I get a text from this girl named whatever.
Who Bailey, I don't know.
fake name Jessica.
Dude, whatever.
And just a text from Jessica being like,
I was wrong.
Hey, I saw you on TV. Let me know if you're ever in Albany or whatever. You know, like, and I'll be like, hell fucking yeah, I'll be in Albany. I'll be there
but like,
I'm not hitting you up, though.
What happened to me, though, this would be like, from your perspective, if we were going to like, currency, what do you call that? Exchange rate.
The exchange rate of gay straight exchange.
You know,
rate.
Like three blowjobs for a gay guy is one pussy for you. You know what I mean? Like, I think
classic
that's,
cock exchange.
Yeah. More like probably like six. It'd go 6-1.
Six to one? What the fuck? What are we, fucking Ukraine, dude? No, I'm saying.
But like, two pussies, four blowjobs.
I think it's like 2.1. So, like 1.2.
Well, then you're going two to. Well, let's round the fraction down. Yeah, you're going two to one.
Y'all are doing math. Yeah. I can't follow.
We'll send you a PDF.
Y'all let me know when you solve this equation.
The conversions. This would be like if you were in high school and all the guys in the classroom were, hey, Kevin, we all decided you're hot now.
Dude, that would also be a great feeling.
That honestly, so yeah, my friends tried.
That did happen to me
in high school. Yeah,
but he was this nigga. He fucking sucked. His name is Tim. This nigga, he's in prison now.
Oh God!
But he was like a grown ass man.
He liked you,
and he was like, you know, he said it was in the middle of basketball practice. He was like, "Yo, Caleb, if we were in prison, I make you my bitch."
Oh, okay. Well, that's a very different.
Thank you.
Feels a lot more.
And there's the exchange rate. And there is the exact exchange rate.
I would take that well. I'd be like, really? So many people to pick from me. Why? What about me?
Oh my God.
No, I literally almost, we almost started a fight in the middle of basketball.
You can't let that go.
As another, because like, that's what I've always, I feel like this male insecurity, I'm not a straight guy, so those moments have never happened to me. I've never had like been like my manhood has been threatened because I don't have that.
The fact that he said it, it was how many times he said it. It was like an ongoing thing this whole practice.
This was
like
a running bit for him.
Yeah, that whole entire practice, he kept on saying shit like that.
I'm going to make you my prison bitch.
He's like giving you letters and stuff. Nigga, what? I think he liked you, dude, and didn't know.
He obviously had a big crush.
Well, it was funny because our actual friend, our mutual friend, like we were like, we got him. I was like, bro, what the fuck are you talking about? We got in each other's face, and my homeboy, to defuse the situation because he didn't want us to like fight in the middle of practice.
Yeah, or kiss.
He was like, bet y'all won't kiss.
I'm that friend for sure. Yo, let's quit the charade. Tongue each other down.
Josh is right, guys. I think we should. When did that get here?
Quit talking about it and be about it.
Wait, that reminds me of a Jay bit, of a Jay Agbon bit.
Go ahead.
We had recently, RIP our friend Jay, passed away recently, but he had this great bit that's like, he saw these two guys like about to fight on the
court,
and they both were like, yo, I'm going to go get my gun. They said it in not white speak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Define white
speak. Then like as they're like getting in each other's faces, they like accidentally kiss.
Yeah.
And then that just ends the situation. And they're both like, nah, like I'm not about that. All right. Oh, dude, it's so, that bit was like so fucking funny.
That's how powerful kissing like another guy
is. Changes
that can
defuse
everything. A nuclear bomb, okay?
Yeah. Who needs ayahuasca?
There's a reason why they made
kiss a boy, dude.
Psilocybin illegal. There's a reason why they made kiss another guy's illegal. All right.
Come here, Mowgli.
Go get you a Mowgli.
Their riff.
I mean,
we had a dual riff going. So
yeah, we kind of do
vote
that.
Below
we go into
on which
pots.
Riff you want to see more of? No,
it's like a live vote.
Awesome. People in the chat for this episode that doesn't have a YouTube, be sure to let us know.
Nah, it'll have. We'll just put.
We could do some AI.
No, we'll put a screen like a slideshow of like buff pictures of all of us, mostly Zach.
No, we can all of us.
Yeah, but I don't want.
People have different types, you know.
No, we just a Photoshop AI.
AI make the mouths move.
Oh, I like that.
You guys can go ahead and get on that.
Once I know the technology of being able to make the mouth moves on pictures, I'm going to jail.
Wait, we do the thing that's like, remember that like website that like people were obsessed with in like 2007 that was like your face on elves?
Mm-hmm. And it's
elf
like Santa.
Elf yourself.
Go elf yourself.
Yeah, we can do elf yourself for this episode.
That'd be cool.
I like that.
Yeah, guys, we're going to bring back that website and we're going to do it
for podcasting.
So Josh, do you have an insecure moment or were you just fucking easy breezy from
at being as sports obsessed as I was, I had a lot of insecure body.
Yeah.
Male sports really brings out like body insecurity early because you're constantly comparing yourself to others.
I guess you're right, because it's sort of a I can do this, you can't buy.
Bro, literally, it's like I have small hands for a guy my size, and I know that because I would drop the ball a lot in football and I just didn't have big enough hands to be like a good receiver. And so that's the kind of stuff that would break my heart, keep me up at night.
You
got my mom's hands.
You're amongst another big guy with little hands, dude. I also have weirdly big small hands for my size.
And zoom in on our Kevin's huge hand.
Kevin could not have bigger hands than us.
His huge hand just came in and swallowed.
I actually have not notoriously small hands.
Bro, are we a small-handed pod?
No, I have big hands.
There we go. Okay, Caleb's got some mitts on him. Thank God we got a dude with mitts in here.
Fuck. But I have really tiny lady wrists.
Bro, I got dainty-ass wrists.
Okay, that is something I'm not fucking insecure about are my ankles
and
wrists.
Dude, ankles and wrists?
I feel like gorgeous. Ladies are lucky that I don't pop out and, you know, like a sundress with these, these fucking ankles. I would run them off the fucking sidewalk with my ankles.
Your legs
they,
are
they
amazing.
They would all have to go inside and shame.
Dude, if I converted my sports competitive nature into like a RuPaul type lane, I feel like I could
good.
Really get in there and compete.
What do you think your drag name would be?
Sydney, Australia.
Ah, that's good.
Yo. You had it already.
That's good.
And I do an offensive Australian accent.
You can't be offensive.
Down under. No, dingo baby.
My snitched little wrists.
Oh, God. Those fucking,
snitched. Those beasts They're on that snitched. Island are so sexy. Jesus Christ.
They Sydney, Australia.
Wait. My drag name would be Baby Champagne.
Ooh,
baby champagne. Because
like
then everybody would just, when they're calling my name, they'd be like, baby. And then it sounds like everybody has a crush on me. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because everybody's like, hey, baby. It's there. Like, what? Yeah. Like, you like me.
I see your game.
That's smart.
So that's what I do.
Kevin, what would your drag name be?
Fargo Strawberry.
She's a comedy queen for sure.
Yeah,
she is not a looks queen. Okay.
Sounds entertaining.
Sounds really
funny. I honestly didn't. I couldn't think of anything.
Fargo Strawberry.
That was just the first two words that came to me. But
those do have a nice.
I'm trying
nice
to think
ring
of
to
other
them.
Things like insecurities along the theme. Like what is a class? I feel like for me, I'm insecure about. Sometimes I know everyone says this isn't true. You know, like there's things that only you see.
Yeah.
I feel, and by feel I mean know, with every fiber in my being that my eyes are too close together.
I mean, it's better than them being wide.
Better than having catfish
no,
eyes.
No,
because
models have those fucking crazy eyes.
No.
What is this? Fucking
no.
Cyclops has the ones in the middle. You look like you look unevolved
Did
when you have eyes this close together.
I don't know.
It's definitely one of those things that only you see.
Yeah, yeah.
One of my sister's boyfriends had eyes that were just like very far apart, and it was like, if I move to one side,
he's a prey
for sure,
species.
Yeah.
For sure, yeah, dude. He's a prey.
For sure, had catfish face.
Yeah, he got that horse face, bro. He's not long in the face. He's just got that wide.
I feel like I have small eyes. Like they're small and beady.
But that's actually like isn't
beady.
It like a
people like
thing?
That. Yeah, people like
a
this,
beady eye.
Because girls have big eyes that are like this, like.
Those Bambi eyes. Yeah.
Boink, boink.
Boink, and you're like, ooh. Ayuga. Like, do that shit.
Yeah. And I do be doing that on the daily. Yeah.
You have to have small eyes because girls should be looking at you like this. You know, like, they see, like, up, you know?
No.
I guess they're small, dude. I don't know.
wouldn't they be like this?
No, you're looking. So what they see is like your
you
BDI
looking,
is
down.
Looking down.
Oh, yeah,
threatening, which is
you look
sexy.
Powerful.
Yeah, for sure.
Like
I am
you're frowning
and
kind of unhappy with them.
Yes. Yeah.
Nothing a lady loves more
than a man.
Than a man unhappy with them. Yeah.
What did I do?
You've been bad.
It's time for some punishment.
I'm trying to think. I am insecure about a lot of things. I used to be very insecure of my nipples.
Yeah.
Because they're very dark.
Oh,
like, I bet if me and Caleb took off our shirt and like and our nipples were separate, people would be like, well, those are Caleb's nipples.
A nipple comparison.
They'd be like, those have to be Caleb's, but they're mine.
Yeah. They're my nipples. You don't understand.
Like, it's like they're too dark for some reason.
I got small nipples, but I got hair on them that kind of like makes them look.
Camouflages that.
Yeah, my hair stays like.
It makes it look bigger?
Yeah, fluffs my nipples.
I'm just jealous of everybody with pink nipples, or dude. Mine look like. And they always say your nipple color is your perfect shade of lipstick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They do
that
say
means
that.
I'd have like 90s fucking dark brown lipstick.
Now I kind of want to see your nipples, bro. I'm curious.
They're a little dark.
If you wanted to see Zach's nipples, you could just go to his Instagram. Zach, why are you putting the mic up?
Rubbing the mic on his nipple.
Bro, you got a decent colored nipple,
bro.
Yeah,
I think it looks fine.
I think with your complexion, it pops.
wow, this is just like when those girls told me I was hot.
I think nipples are a very normal thing to be self-conscious about, for sure.
Well, they're ridiculous on them. Yeah, they're like, crazy what are we looking.
You know what? Let me not say this so I don't sound judgmental or get canceled.
There we go. Be judgmental. Get canceled.
Well, it's not about me.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no.
It's about areolas.
Like on women.
Oh, he's got thoughts.
Yeah.
And you have notes.
I don't have notes.
I'm going to go ahead and say Kevin Mulhern. As Kevin Mulhern, I have no notes on areolas.
No notes. You're pro areola.
Well, you haven't seen the areolas I've seen.
I've seen some.
Yeah, no, but... We'll talk
Maybe
about
some crossover.
I'm sure we
I
could.
I mean, I don't know. I've seldom seen a pair of tits in my life in live action, and I want to be very clear. Like, seldom.
Really?
One time I was on the bus, and a girl flashed me, and I was like, ugh, what the fuck?
She flashed you on the bus?
Yeah, she was one of those crazy girls.
Even girls like boobs, though. That's
I know. I don't not like boobs, and I hear all the keyboard warriors out there being like, Zach hates women, and... Bet your ass I do. No, I just
audience.
Have no opinion. It's like, why? I don't give a fuck about like the history of Uzbekistan. It's like that. Like, it's like, I'm sure it's very important. And a lot of people's lives are on the line. It's
you
not
don't care
my life.
About
okay?
Uzbekistan, dude?
It's not my life. Okay, I think they, it looks... And then you see the pictures and you're like, it looks weird. I don't think I'd like it there.
You don't care Wait, about so Saggy you like, Arabia? You don't, come on.
You seen a guy's butt like oiled up, right?
You betcha. I seen a guy's ass oiled up. I can't stop. I open my phone, I see five times, dude.
All right, so now imagine like a dude double cheeked up, right? And then you put two nipples. A nipple on each
now
one.
Now you're making some kind of horrific beast of a nipple.
Wait,
that.
Zach, you're saying you don't care about the history of Afghanistan? Afghanistan?
You never been to Canada?
You never been to Iraq? That would be
right there, guys. I was right there.
You've never been to I Can? That's the same.
I don't know. I just don't have any. So I've only seen it a few times. So, but every time I do see it, it is jarring. Not because I'm grossed out or anything. It's just because it's like seeing something that obscene. Like, I'm like, oh my God. Like, it's like there's a way.
Yeah.
It's like,
put it away.
Like seeing Sasquatch. I'm like, just not ready for it. You're like, whoa.
There it is.
Oh, that's what it looks like. Like, I'd rather hook up with the Sasquatch. Okay. Like, that's.
Now that's an angle of Bigfoot hunting.
I can totally see me being the guy dating cryptoids. You know what I mean? Like,
the Jersey Devil, bro.
He's my boyfriend.
I'm out here in Alaska, and I'm gonna find this Bigfoot.
I'm Zach, and I'm currently dating the Mothman.
The Chupacabra's my ex.
Chupacabra. I had lots of I had bad skin in like eighth grade, so a lot of good acne, one of those, insecurities. Yeah. You know,
I never really had an acne thing, so
dude,
it was
it's a tough one. It's a tough one because it's out of your control. At a certain point.
Did you do Accutane?
No, my never got to the point where my parents would let me like pull the trigger on that.
Perfect.
It's fine now. I have dermatitis now. I'm on antibiotics for it right now.
Oh, damn. Well,
what is that?
No one knows. That's the beauty of dermatitis. It's one of those things where, like, they're like, we don't know what causes
so they just
it.
Give you
it's like IBS. They're like, I don't know why
it's supposed to go away it's like, on its own. It doesn't sometimes. It's just.
Well, hey, from an outside perspective, you're shining.
Thanks
dewy.
So much.
You look amazing.
Thanks so much. That's because I'm sweaty right now.
Oh, perfect.
I got a round head.
Round head.
You think too round?
Yeah, it's like very round.
Well,
like,
polioli. Were you a C-section?
No, my mom. That's the thing. So my mom says crazy shit all the time. She's like, you're lucky I pushed you out quick enough so you got a round head. And I was like, I don't like this round
head.
Whoa. Yeah,
so you wish you would have maybe kept you in the oven a little longer.
Well, it's just like I got a turtle head.
Baked that.
I have quite a round head, too. It's like
you
perfectly round
head
because I was taken out before pushed through the canal.
Wait.
So this is how God intended my head to be. Yeah,
I got vacuumed
perfectly
out.
Round.
You vacuumed.
They had to. They had. I had the umbilical cord around the neck, so they had to vacuum.
Oh, you came
out
with a sweater.
Swiffer.
Not a sweater. A
sweater.
I was kind of Papa Roach vibes when I came.
cut my life into bits.
Wait, Zach.
I need to be in the ink.
Wait, Zach, you don't care about the history of the United Arab Emirates?
I'm done.
I just had to.
You just solved a war with that.
We're back. Baby.
The war thing going on? It's over because of what you just said.
Fun bags, Dad. You know what I'm saying?
Yes!
That's.
Oh, that's so
good. Only Middle Eastern.
Yeah, I keep going to the Middle East.
Well, because we started in Uzbekistan, so we're trying to stay regional.
Yeah, we're trying to keep it geographically accurate.
Yeah.
Boobographically accurate.
Yeah, that's the one thing we want to really be accurate about in this podcast is the landscape of the Middle Eastern nation.
Yes, we respect.
Bangla chest.
Oh, bang my chest.
There we go.
Asia, dude.
Nepal.
God damn, he's cooking right
now. I love it. Someone's listening like, ooh, Kevin's in the pocket.
Yeah, I don't. I didn't pay enough attention in geography class to know any more country names. I'm running out.
India. I don't know. Yeah.
I really, in Double D.
You're good.
Wait, but I do love the idea of someone being in their car being like, yeah, Kevin's in the pocket today. Like, good for him.
Good for him.
He's really killing it right now.
Oh, man.
Maybe he's better after that break.
I am doing better.
I don't know why y'all are laughing. I'm actually doing a lot better.
And now, okay, do we now do... Okay, let's maybe a bigger insecurity.
A bigger insecurity. I'll
one more metaphysical, maybe?
I just had... This one's not metaphysical. In the last, like, year and a half, I started to have, a bald spot on the hairline. Not, like, bad balding. Like, I know that there... I got kings out there who are dealing with real balding, and I'm not trying to steal valor.
Shout out.
I'm not trying to steal valor from my balding kings out there. But even just seeing, like, a patch on your hairline, oh, it's existential, dude. It's existential.
I went through that.
And did you do the pills? Did you just go straight to science, or you just accept it?
I'm kind of accepting it. But I realize that it's not balding. You're getting a mature hairline.
Yeah, it's backing up a little bit.
Yeah, it's done the
hairline's like,
work,
back
dude.
Up. Let me breathe.
Let me. Damn it.
Dude, your hairline is just moving out to the burbs. That's all it is. I just want a little yard. I want a little bit of damn space. Okay.
We decided to move.
I want
to
have the room to grill.
I want to let puppers run around.
Dude, let my pups run leash free. All right, none of that leash bullshit. I'm not bagging their shit. Okay.
I'm not bagging their shit.
The hairline's back here now. All right, we got space now.
Any questions?
Put a sprinkler in the yard.
Yeah, dude.
Well, sweat. I have this mole right here, and when I was younger, my hairline was touching
it
the
was
mole.
It was touching.
So
oh,
two
damn,
things are
sucked.
True.
You have
my
the literal.
Skull's getting huge.
Dude, it's that carnivore diet. It's making your brain grow, dude.
I'm like doing a mega mind over here.
He's going full Rogan, dude. Like, I'm just going to be a thumb person here pretty soon.
But it's fucked up, honestly.
That sucks that you have the growing up, like the line on the wall on your head.
Yeah,
you can
it's like
see,
17.
Yeah, you have something you can gauge.
That's so fucked up.
Well, see, I immediately overreacted and was like, I got to do something about this. I got to get spray for it or something. Sprays. And then you start looking into that stuff and it's like, oh my
so
God,
crazy.
This stuff will fuck up your life.
Well, they're the creepiest. The ads are like, you just take the pill and then never stop taking
Hims
it.
Hims must be owned by BlackRock. Like Hims, that is an evil corporation.
Yeah, because you have to take this for this
they're
and that
like,
for that.
Here's some hairline spray. We'll make your dick not work. Here's some dick pills. We'll make you want to kill yourself. Here's some pills so you won't want to kill yourself. Make hair stop growing on your dick. Yeah. Like,
your dick will work, but it won't come.
Everything has
It's like, I feel like it's all a monkey paw.
It is,
you know? Like
dude.
That it's
a monkey's
where it's like,
paw.
Like where you're like, ooh, everything. Yeah.
There's some kind of a drawback. And Hims, it's a full service. They bring you in, they identify one problem, then they cause five more that they can fix.
It's a perfect business.
That's why I just let God take over. And by that, I mean I eat 2 pounds
Jesus
of steak a day.
Take the
I do feel like a lot of that stuff, it's just like, fuck, just try and do whatever you can to make it without it.
Just age as gracefully as
you
can.
You can be bald, but like just get jacked. And by getting, that's
my next iteration.
See,
I'll shave the head, grow the beard, get jacked.
But back in the old day, dude, no one ever mentioned baldness. I feel like this is like no one ever really talked about it. Yeah. Because back then, you're fucking lifting boulders, I bet, all the time because it's the past. So they're jacked dudes. So that by the time you're 40 and balding,
yeah,
you're dead.
You're dead. So who cares?
You're fucking dead, dude.
Yeah.
But all right.
So I'm trying bald to think spot. Of, well, that oh, was, I have a real one, and this is probably so a common one that it's like it comes and goes in waves. But sometimes height bothers me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like just the rhetoric of like 6 foot plus men.
And well, it's women not even are like, wiling.
Women,
they're wiling.
Women
with
are
that
very
shit.
Into that. But that's I do fine. I do well. But like it is show. Like when I see a dude who's like 6'4", I'm like, I can't imagine like who's 6'4" and like looks good
yeah,
and stuff.
You're
I'm like
what I could do.
I can't imagine what just having that number on your dating app, what numbers you put
what
up.
It unlocks.
Yeah. What it unlocks.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, you ain't got long, bro. Live it up. Because you've never seen a tall old guy.
That's yeah, that's true. So it's like whoa. A Great Dane.
Tall people do die.
Great yeah, Danes. They you see a lot of fucking 11-year-old yeah. chihuahuas. Facts. You don't see whenever, a lot
yeah,
of fucking
dude, those Danes are living yeah. for those 8 yeah. years. Though. They're galloping
exactly.
around. They're laying on couches.
Live it up, bro. Yeah. You're not going to be here long.
And totally. And I don't get me wrong. I'm very, you know, done a lot of work. and I do feel, I do fine, but it's like, it feels like I'm playing the free version mm-hmm. of a game yeah. and they're playing the premium.
They get a premium.
Yeah.
I just don't like looking up at tall people.
Yeah,
I refuse. Like sometimes I refuse to look up at
you
a tall person.
We touched on it here. Yeah.
Out of solidarity, Caleb.
I won't even look at them.
I'll talk to your fucking nipples. Dude.
I will.
I don't care.
I will. Oh, yo, I had lunch with my girl today, right? And the guy was just standing, and I was like, I don't want to look up at you when I order my food. Stand over there. Like, that's what I thought in my
get
mind.
On your knees, sir.
See, yeah, like, you could tell, I will say I went on a date with a guy who was 6'7".
And you got it.
And I was like, all you right, immediately, they might be on.
You were swirled
no,
up into
I totally
it.
Get, like.
Like a twister.
I like a tall like, lady.
Yeah.
I love a tall
I can
ass.
See it, like, I can imagine if I was, like, a woman. And you just, this guy's fucking towering over you. Yeah, that's probably fucking awesome.
Well, it depends on what you like.
There's nothing.
Like,
yeah,
I
for sure.
like that vibe. I'm not a huge fan, even though they're casting me. I'm typecasted as mm-hmm. the aggressive one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the little gemstone to be fucking hunted into the dungeon for. And you grab it and you gotta switch it with a little packet or else something comes out. All right?
Wow.
It's me. Okay?
I love that. That's so fucking sick.
You gotta
so
go
I need like
Indiana
a hot
Jones.
Nice guy to come to me. So I like to like look up, but I'm 6'2".
Yeah,
which
so
is the shortest
down.
Of the tall men.
Yeah,
everyone's mad when I say
we
that.
We count
but
as
it's
tall,
true.
But
it, tall.
We're not that tall.
Yeah, you're not.
6'1"
like, yeah,
does not exist.
6'1" doesn't count.
It doesn't exist. No one's 6'1".
6'1" is 6 foot guys.
And then 6 foot is 5'11.
And 6 foot
is
5'11.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So 6'2" is where you start.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I'm trying to find a guy taller. It's all these
totally.
All these twinks out there, mm-hmm. which would be awesome if I was a twink lord. Okay, yeah. then I could like that would be awesome. I'd be like, yeah,
have
like, yeah. all my twinks.
Yeah.
I will say that
or touch my twinks.
a fucking twink shepherd.
You're a
out
bull,
in the field, dude. He's got a staff.
Twink shepherd,
dude, protecting him from wolves.
It's 200 naked small men. Zach just with a shepherd's cane, and then like there's a border collie just
chasing all the old daddies trying to
run.
All these old creepy guys are trying to take up, and my border collie's like,
yes,
yes,
yes.
It suddenly becomes the Vivitch. One big black goat. It's terrifying.
So good.
Black Philip is here.
Black sheep.
Yeah,
literal black sheep.
Oh, that's fun.
That was
that's
great. Good. That was twink, awesome.
Twink Shepherd's fun.
Twink Shepherd, that idea is fun.
I will but, say though, my like I like going to the club, right? And then I'll be standing there, and then it'll be a random tall guy, and then I turn around, and it'll be like the tallest gay guy I've ever seen mm-hmm. with the tiniest purse. That shit just makes my day.
Yeah.
He's just like,
yeah. he has a giant.
Like, his purse is a teacup, yeah. and you're like, what are you putting in there, bro?
No, I one time I went to this. I think I probably told you I went to the gay party, and then yeah. I just walked. I went into this middle of all these guys, all these like six something guys,
yeah.
and they were lifting me up one by one like a porcelain doll, passing each other off as a fucking smooch. It was awesome,
dude. That's crazy.
That's,
they were lifting you up.
Yeah, I mean, they were, that's a lot of chicken breasts. These guys were jacked. Yeah, and they were like 6'5", like fucking like lifting me up by the arms. Like I'm a 3-year-old girl.
No,
like,
by the arms.
They gave you uppies, bro?
I was like, up.
Oh my God.
Mwah. Wow. I was like going to a Jewish family dinner. It was
beasts,
awesome.
Dude, that's crazy.
Your dreams must be crazy. Yeah.
You lived like the 300 experience.
I will say, when that was happening to me, I was like, this, I can chill out in the journal, bro. It's okay. Yeah. Like, you did it.
You don't have to write about this
you
one.
You know the 300 Spartans were tossing that little golem guy around.
Well, I bet they were. You guys know about the Sacred Band of Thebes?
No.
So it was the Grecian army that usurped the Spartans as the most powerful army for a few hundred years.
Okay.
And they was comprised of 150 gay couples. So two literal dudes. Okay. And like 150 pairs. Imagine the camp afterwards. Okay.
Dude.
Damn.
You thought war was scary.
Well, that's the thing. Like the Spartans, they were fighting for their brothers.
I'm by fighting for our stepbrothers.
Oh, no, step bro. You're fighting a Spartan right now.
Oh, no, I'm stuck. My sword's stuck in this Persian. No,
Can you help me get it out?
Well, that, like, sounds pretty chill to me, because that's kind of what I, you know, the vibe, the relationship dynamic I'm looking for is we are both going to war to fight in honor of each other. That's what their thing was, is that you would always fight harder if your fucking boyfriend was there.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, like, did you see that? Did you see me cut him in half?
That is
getting if you get killed in battle, your partner not only die, your partner gets the ick.
Yeah.
Ew.
Oh my God.
They were already doing that. The Sacred Band of Thebes just took that quality that everybody was, Spartans were fucking sucking and licking. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Greece.
I think guys always did that when they went out to war. Right?
Yeah. I just like, could you imagine the post chat? Like war, like did you see Melanius? He just got cut in half. Ugh.
Ugh, gross.
I can't believe
he got
were
fucking
with
split in half last night. So I'm surprised that he's fucking that can't shake it.
Yes.
Oh shit, the twigs out.
Who let the twigs out? Who let him out?
Who
let the twigs out?
Oh fuck. Oh my God, damn it. Girl, the poor collie.
Get a girl.
Bring him on back.
Yeah, instead of a border collie, we all know I meant a lesbian. circles up.
Just jousting in a Subaru.
Instead of a border collie, it's a Subaru that just is constantly going around. Yeah, what can I say?
Tonight, but we dine on ass.
Yes!
But circling back to height.
Yes.
The last thing I'll say is,
we
got to go in Riff City. That's
we went
the whole
down
point
a real
us,
Spartan hole there.
That's the whole point of us having this conversation. The whole point of us having this conversation with microphones is so we can do that part.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
sure. If we were just talking seriously about insecurities,
this wouldn't be very much
this
fun.
This wouldn't be
we
a fun pod.
Be in a support group. But I do feel, I think that what it is everyone's allowed to have their preferences. God knows I have mine. And woo! I do
hear that.
I've done the work and I feel white good about women. Myself. And I know I have a lot to offer, and I think any guys who are short should know that.
No, yeah, short guys so famously, right. There's, remember growing up, there's always that one short kid who pulls pussy?
Yeah.
And every, like, there's this kid I knew who's so short, dude, and then he was the one grinding with all the girls.
Yes.
Because, like, you can be crushed by it or weaponize it against them, you know what I mean?
And when you're living at, like, pussy height. You learn the ways of the puss.
In elementary school,
when you're looking that
Jacob.
Shit in the
like,
face, you know how to get in there.
It's like the force.
I'm going to say something really fucked up.
It's in all
may
of
I?
Us.
May I say something extremely fucked up?
You may.
Please.
Well, like, I'm just saying, okay, the tactics of mating, all right? I would say in the tactics of mating.
And it gets tactical.
Okay, it is.
I get tactical in the pussy.
I would say a man, his only option is not looking hot. That's one of the options. But as a man, you could get with anybody with other. There's other. I don't know about girls though. That's what I'm saying. Like girls usually have to spec all their experience points into getting like hotness, right? You know, like being aesthetically hot.
Yeah.
A guy could be a chubby little weirdo,
and he can
and like and like laugh and joke and fucking like. Yeah. It like working.
Like,
can be like a
Seth Rogen. Shit,
yeah.
Like you know.
And girls are like, he fucking dates supermodels. Like
yeah,
it's
yeah.
a different tactic. So that's what, for all the men out there, being like, if you just feel like you're not tall, dude,
You have other tactics. Literally, go for it, dude. Just don't be
eat
lame.
Pussy standing up. What's there to be shamed for?
You know? And it's so easy these days. What I'm hearing from women,
hit that shit like a water fountain, dude. Just
men out here today are fucking trash. It's easy right now. Yeah, all you have to do is be like,
low, yeah, baby.
And shouts out to those kinks keeping that bar low. We appreciate that.
Yeah, we need the fuckboy idiot morons.
Yeah,
without that bar low, truly.
Without them, the ecosystem.
All you
got to
do is have a clean room, right? And makeup wipes.
Yeah.
And you're a king.
Bro, you're in
there. Literally. Makeup wipes, that's dude, power. If
you, bro, you got
that's almost manipulative.
You're kind of a piece of shit for that.
What do you mean, makeup wipes?
Bro, Caleb is the alligator at the pond's edge.
Here's a makeup wipe, babe.
I actually have some contact solution right here.
Wait, you wear glasses? No, 2020, baby.
No, 2020, baby. I just keep some.
Actually, I did have
we can have period sex. Oh, no, you take your tampon out. I got like 15 in the back.
Yeah, like, my homeboy has tampons at his house.
Whoa. That's crazy.
Tampons? My mom once left a tampon in the bathroom when I was 12 years old, and I opened the door, and it was like a fucking scene from The Grudge.
Oh, it was a used tampon.
I was like,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen
it. Keeps coming back to Zach in the bathroom being like,
I think everything's all over. I've been to the ups, the downs.
This poor guy in bathrooms every time something horrible happens.
I was born from the tile.
All right, should we go to who else is? So we got us two with the real ones.
Yeah,
should we get you guys? We're almost at it. We're at an hour.
We're at an hour. We can go as long as we want.
Yeah, I mean, we're not filming. Have a game together? Yeah, you have a game, right?
7:51.
Let's wrap up in the next 10 so we can get over there.
All right, yeah, go quick.
Okay, an actual thing I'm insecure about.
Nothing now.
Well, no, I'm. There's.
Well, your fun one was the eyes. Yeah.
The fun one was the eyes. Yeah, that was so fun. For me, yeah, my whole life. Okay, this one's also a micro fun one, then I'll do a serious one, but this mole on my face is new. It came here in like the last few years. It's exactly in the same point as this one. Okay?
Oh.
So I have like, I look like a fucking marionette doll. Like,
no.
My name's fucking Pierre.
Pikachu, bro.
I don't like, what the fuck? My whole body is like right here, and it's real dark. So everyone's like, what's going on there?
Yeah, that's one of those. That's for the children.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't do a French.
So that part sucks.
Pierre.
I think that's another one. A French person, because when I hear it, I can do it, but I can't.
I guess there's an insecure thing is I think just now in my life, I'm considering myself a grown man.
Yeah.
Where I haven't really I think a lot. I feel like every guy, you go to the Chase Bank CEO, he's like, in his mind, he's like, I'm just a kid. Like, what am I doing?
I'm just a kid.
And I think every guy is, and once you accept that, then you're like, oh, I am a grown man.
Yeah.
And then the power that comes with that when you are just like, oh, no, ma'am, I will not tip you.
Yeah.
Bam.
0%.
Yeah.
unless they really deserve it.
That's so funny.
Getting triggered.
You
can just
figure out you were a man when you're like, no, I'm not tipping.
No, beep. Bitch.
Then one day I grew up and I quit tipping. But service industry. People.
That button I pressed was just the 15%. Not the
20. I'm going to go ahead and can't axe this discussion. Fuck you guys. Coffee shop Kev.
Up. Coffee shop Kevy's got to speak up.
Oh, dude. I tip them if they're hot guys.
Oh, so perfect.
Then
so
you're fine.
So you tip me $1 billion?
Yeah.
Yeah. I tip the most whenever I use my company card.
Well, yeah.
Sure. Sometimes my boss will be like, hey, here's my card.
So when you're not actually sacrificing anything.
Nope. Not my money, but you did a great job.
That's I feel like it. I'll always tip a service staff, like a waiter or a waitress.
Yeah, that's.
I like the gendered terms there. Waitress just sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we should just actually go just to the feminine terms.
A waitress.
Directress.
Directress.
Actress.
Actress. But no, I will always tip them unless they're like really shitty. But a barista, I'm like, no, like I'm not giving you any of my money.
But I'll definitely tip the dudes on the bikes. The dudes on the bikes,
yeah, dudes on the bikes for sure.
I gotta give them.
I give barista $1 for a drink.
Yeah, that's like
standard.
Right?
I'm sorry, the barista only if they. I feel sunshine or
but
light
it's
in
tough.
Their
life. It's tough though because I do be getting black iced coffee, and all they really are
oh,
doing
that,
is pouring
well, if
that.
People,
in a cup.
If people like, if I give them like filtered like drip coffee, yeah, and they do or like whatever like that. I'm like, yeah, if you don't tip me, I don't really give a fuck. I'm like,
so you have some understanding there, yeah. Right? Like, yeah, I didn't really make this. This is
no, yeah.
Of
I just
like
poured you a thing in 2 seconds. And yeah. I gave
if a
it
barista
to you.
Is not yes anding my bit at 7:30 a.m., no tip. Okay, take an improv class. Yeah. All right, get in the mix.
Honestly,
I'm coming
any
in hot.
Haunted service should take a 101 improv class, probably.
For sure.
Probably really helped them.
For I'm sure. Like handing them premises, and they are just not.
Fuck. Yeah. Cool.
I guess, yeah, being a man was my insecurity, but I guess I'm not anymore.
Being a man.
So now.
It's an insecure
really.
Place.
I'm actually coming out of that insecurity.
These days, am I right, fellas?
Because what's so fucking.
We are under attack. Am I right, boys?
You can't say anything these days.
Not
help
allowed
us.
To be a man. You got to be a non-binary lesbian to get any respect.
I mean, me and Caleb can easily opt out of this. You know yeah, what I mean? Man, you guys will
let
die.
Me and Kevin, let me yeah. and Kevin cook real
time
quick.
Time for me and Josh to take over. Folks, we got a nationwide crisis on our hands.
If okay. this gets like a little spicy,
men.
I'm out of here. And I'm
men can't
fucking...
be men anymore. Me and Josh start kissing.
Is this what you want?
Yes.
You made me do this.
We start jacking off.
You guys made us do this.
You guys start doing that when I left, I'd be like, fuck.
Bro, last second topic to discuss. Girthmaster.
What is that?
Welcome back to Girthmaster.
Did y'all see Girthmaster on Twitter?
I haven't seen his cock.
Oh, I thought you were doing
I
an
saw
ink
it.
Master.
It's huge.
It's like someone said it's like a wine bottle.
Bro,
who's Girthmaster?
Move
oh,
over,
he's
Drake.
A guy. Zach doesn't know Girthmasters. That's
know
how
know
we're telling
I don't
you.
Know Girth
I don't really like big dicks. I don't like a lot of work.
He blew up on Twitter last week.
Because
big
he,
dicks are so
he
makes, OnlyFans
he
guy.
Makes $80,000 a month on OnlyFans.
Piping.
But
straight
because
piping.
Because he's huge,
but
huge, because
he has a Josh wine bottle with cock.
Is he straight piping or gay piping?
He's straight piping, bro.
Straight piping?
Damn.
He's not piping he's, in the basement. He's piping in the...
Dude, he's
attic?
Going. He's
I don't know.
He is busting in the front door with one of those police hammer things that they use.
Oh,
you know,
no
SEAL Tier 6
something about
knocks
a really
down the door.
Big penis. Yeah. I know
is
everyone's
it healthy,
raving.
Though?
Everyone's like, eh, they're gross to
I mean,
me.
I don't know.
Like, at a certain point, if it's too girthy or too long, I'm like,
those
no.
girls feel like they're in Dune 2 riding that worm, dude.
He's riding it.
The
Mudahadeen. He's riding it.
What's his name? Mudahadeen.
Saladin.
Dude, if you want to get on Girthmaster.
Or whatever they say.
Yo, when Girthmaster's afoot, you got to do a regular walking.
You
got to do a regular walking.
You see me walking like that? Yeah. You just saw the Girthmaster.
Girthmaster, hit us up for a collab. Wait. That would be OnlyFans video of the year if
Yo.
You did a Dune parody with your dick.
He's just jacking off and we're like, whoa,
Wait.
Hell yeah.
I fucked that up. The riff should have been he makes girls walk irregular.
Yeah,
That's,
yeah, yeah.
That was the riff.
That's
I really
right.
fucked
so
that
glad
up at
you,
the end of the episode.
You sort of workshopped it.
Yeah, but everyone should know that I know what the right thing was.
Yeah, he wants
do.
People to know he saw the
Let's
movie.
Just run that back. Let's cut this.
So it's like, you know, a worm or it's a big worm. Sorry, I thought you were going to fucking jump in.
Have a walking or
riding
whatever.
His dick with the fucking ropes.
Yes.
Wait, I haven't seen Dune 2, so don't spoil.
Anyway, Girthmaster went viral.
Anyway, like
having
Timothy
a giant
Chalamet
dick.
Rides a worm.
Yeah, yeah, that's the movie.
Nice, Caleb. Quick, do you have a real big, the bigger insecurity? Do you want to do one, or should we just?
I don't even
it?
Know. I've never really thought about it.
We can just
bro,
talk
you
more
are living in peace, dude.
We can just talk more Girthmaster for
oh,
2 minutes.
Oh, when yeah, it's this fucked up thing, dude. Everybody goes through. But maybe it's not as obvious as like a physical thing. Maybe it's more like, I'm like insecure over like people who are like, I feel like I'm like fucking loosey goosey. Everything I do, it's I'm always like dropping like a bunch of shit.
Oh.
Some people are like, quitink, quitink, quitink.
Yeah, I
they're
guess
very
precise.
Fucking organized and precise. Precise. I'm type beta or omega, not a type A.
I don't know. I think I'm organized and certain. I wish I was more organized, like how I am with all my photography shit. I know where
yeah.
all that shit is. I wish I could put that onto everything.
Do that
else
with the rest of your life.
Yeah.
New Year's resolution ass insecurity.
I wish I could do that with working out. I can really good at being
oh,
very disciplined in out, one
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
And it translates in some things, but like some things I just can't.
Yeah.
You
know, I'm just not disciplined enough to for anything most of the time.
We'll just never be great. And that's fine.
Because we're perfect. And that's all you need to
and
be.
And I hate that.
No. Later, everybody. No.
We signing off on.
Bro, shout out Girthmaster.
Girthmaster, we want to collab.
80K a month. Hit us up if you want to do a quick Dune 2.
These straight guys are making such shitty money. Jesus Christ. That's why I wasn't blown away. You see the fucking gay guys are making online? Gay porn pays way more. Because
really?
There's a lot of freaky old guys who got nothing to do.
Got
and
a lot of
cash,
baby.
And like a wife and kids they want to get away from. And, oh, I know.
Fucking looking up. So, yeah, millions. We're talking mils, dude. $80,000, what?
A year?
A month.
$80,000
a month.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I guess it's pretty good. I'm clearly jealous. Someone's listening like, Zach's jealous.
He's crushing it right now.
Zach's
love
like,
the
it's
name.
Not even
Who
it's
are
not
these
even
women,
impressive.
Though?
Are there OnlyFans girls that are like trying to break off a piece of the Girthmaster's following, dude?
My friend has a really massive penis that I think would give this guy's a run for its money. He's a straight guy, but he has shown it to me, and it turned my stomach. I feel like I couldn't eat for like a fucking week. I was like, oh,
that's the greatest compliment you could give a straight guy.
Dude,
I showed a gay guy my dick, and his stomach turned. That's how big it was.
How fucking scary my dick is.
Terrifying.
Not even a heavyweight could take this thing. That's like
a gay
making
guy my dick. He turned back straight.
It's like making Muhammad Ali. Like, oh, like that's.
I think I like women now.
No, it was like as thick as a fucking coffee cup. It was disgusting. I was like,
got that Tervis tumbler, dude.
I was like, what the
Stanley
fuck?
Cup cock.
Stanley, the Stanley Master, dude.
Like, I just saying. Like, I don't even understand. Like, grant you, I've never been up close and personal with a vagina. But like
never sat on a tree trunk before.
He's got that Bontigo.
I don't know how it would fit. I don't know what. I feel like it's ridiculous.
We got that.
I don't know how
Yankee candle cock. You know,
it's like that thick. The picture maybe it was fucking the angles, the perspective.
Yankee dude, having a Yankee candle cock is crazy.
I like a guy with like kind of a medium small. Maybe sometimes I like a guy who has like a
like
not
a
micro penis, but like a slight smaller than mine. Because then I have something over him.
That's cool. That's cool.
At the end of the day, I'm like, we're gonna go to Denny's and not fucking Papa John's.
All right,
I'm in charge here.
Listen,
we know why.
He'd
be like, yes, sir.
Okay. That'd be so funny if gay relationships work like that. Whoever has the biggest dick.
Yeah. I feel like if a dumb straight guy was trying to imagine what
that's
gay guys
what
are like.
That's exactly.
So probably the guy with the bigger cock is all the decision. That's the man of the.
He wears the pants.
Wears the pants. And then the woman's small penis.
Small penis guy. Dick goes inward. Becomes his vagina.
And then he fucks that hole. Yeah. And then he gets pregnant.
All these straight guy scientists. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right, guys.
Well, that was a lot of fun.
Half the members need to go play a sports game.
Yeah, we got to go play soccer.
Bye, boy brunch.
Bye.
Bye.